Hello, hello. Hey. Oh, your mic was down. It's on me.
We fixed it.
Refresh, so lethal. I'm here with my people.
Case of the Mondays.
You know it.
I'm having a pretty good Monday, actually, and I think some tunes are going to really improve it.
I think so, too. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But it's not.
It's not that.
It's not that.
It's something else.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh. Got the skeleton crew here, me and Steph. You know how it is. You know, it must be Monday.
It must be a Monday. How's your Monday going, B?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you ever get such an urge to do something, and then you do that thing, and then you don't feel satisfied? You just want to keep on doing that thing over and over again. Have you ever played Minecraft?
Are you not feeling sated?
No, it's just blocks in my mind. Yeah. You want to get into a couple?
Yeah, let's, I know you got blocks in the mind, but I think it's time to lock in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
for
ma'am.
For three tracks? You want to go for three
tracks? Two tracks. Wait, both of the tracks I'm about to play are 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. Can you think about that? Can you consider that?
Just keep that in your mind, listeners.
Yeah, we're going to get to these, and then we're going to get to more. Stick around.
Yeah. keep a spot in your head. I guess I live there instead. You're intoxicating. What am I supposed to say? Hey, how are you? Cool, cool, cool. Wow, wow, wow.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So-called Vancouver.
Welcome
That's
back.
That's where we are.
It's Refresh.
To Lethal Refresh. You just heard Lethal, the Far Out version by Frost Children, and before that, Carousel by Slightest Clue. Frost Children and Audio Tree,
yeah,
together at last. They did two songs for their session with Audio Tree.
You said they recorded that on a hockey rink?
Yeah, that's a live recording from
I still haven't seen this video.
The center ice of a hockey rink.
What?
Yeah, it's actually super cool. They're just standing out there. They got like players in the background like taking shots and stuff. It's like, it's really cool. You gotta check out the videos for that.
They sound
and that's Lethal by Frost Children?
Yeah, that's Lethal. What? That's the live Audio Tree.
Lethal and
joint.
Frosty.
Yes indeed. How we doing, team? Team, how we doing this week?
Go team.
Go team.
Lethal back shots at the center ice.
You doubled down.
Yeah,
you doubled down.
I got cut off. It's okay. I was thinking. I was cooking.
Well, you're heard and your contribution is heard and appreciated, Stephanie.
Thank you for platforming.
We'll always bring
my voice.
Vocabulary that could, like, it could go over a kid's ears, but if you know what it means, you're probably pretty horrified to be hearing this at, like, noon on Monday.
Not me. I'm not afraid at all. I'm happy to be here with my team.
Nothing scares awake me. And unafraid.
Moisturized in my lane.
Unbothered.
Awake and unafraid.
Flourishing.
I don't feel unbothered. I don't feel like I'm flourishing.
For a Monday, I feel unbothered, comparatively.
I'm glad to hear that. I hope you use this momentum that you have. I hope you use that.
And I hope everyone else out there is feeling unbothered in their lane, moisturized, flourishing on this Monday.
Well, if that's not you, if you feel like you got a bit of a case of the Mondays.
Let's fix that.
Yeah, this next track's for you.
The Association of Canadian Archivists student chapter at UBC is happy to announce their 15th annual student-led conference taking place on February 16th with the theme Archives and the Environment, Land, Colonialism, and the Climate Crisis. This virtual event will reflect and discuss the responsibility of the archivist in the time of climate crisis and how archival records play into reparative justice for colonial brutalities. This is free to attend for students, and registration can be found at www.acasymposium.arts.ubc.ca. No matter where you are on February 16th, virtually join this vital student-led conference happening from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. PST.
Stop!
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello.
It's Refresh.
I was just the victim of like a Three Stooges style comedic moment with this mic stand right now.
It gets
now.
Flaccid. Some of the mics can be flaccid.
That's okay. It's a Monday. You just heard Harmpit by Guile. Before that, Influencer by Gadfly. And before that, The Flag Means You Suck by Chain Whip.
Was that all local?
That's all local.
Yup.
All Vancouver bands. Yeah. That's an all-star lineup of local
all-star
bands.
All-star.
Guile, Chain Whip, and Gadfly.
Yeah.
Three excellent bands to see live. And Guile was actually playing on just this past Saturday at Eastside Boxing, actually. That was a fun drive. That was a fundraiser for Black Lab, which, if you hadn't heard, got shut down recently.
Boo. And they're trying to remodel.
But
fuck Ken Sims.
Guile was one of the four bands at that show, and they always have the most amazing stage presence. But
some real heavyweights.
Exactly.
In the ring.
They were throwing their weight.
Well, that show was super exciting. I was not within, but I did see pictures from many different fantastic photographers, and I think it's so interesting having the bands in the boxing ring. I think it's
ropes.
Very conducive to hardcore.
I saw all of that on Instagram, and I was like, whoa.
That was, I think, Guile. There were a few different bands that did, but I think Guile started a circle pit at one point.
Imagine if, like, because, you know, the Da Vinci Twins are also local. Imagine if we had, like, a lineup with these bands and the Vinci Twins.
The Da Vinci Twins.
Like, imagine them, like, boxing each other. Well.
Like, while playing. Someone's playing.
A girl can dream.
Yeah. Next Black Lab fundraiser, we'll book the Veros Twins.
Couldn't
get them this time, but that's okay. Yeah, I wonder what the next wave, because DIY is going to keep on DIYing.
Keep on trucking.
I don't think any of the organizers in this city are ready to completely
give up yet. I mean,
but we have lost many venues recently.
Ken Sims is totally bringing swagger back to Vancouver by shutting down like
all local arts.
And it's been a historical struggle as well, hasn't
it? Yep.
Vancouver's historically shut down DIY local music venues.
I hope a new place crops up.
Yeah.
And I hope that everybody supports the Black Lab.
Yeah, go donate. You can, I think you can Interact e-transfer them as well, but I'm not quite sure of the address.
They carry. The Black Lab carries.
Yeah, show your support for local music, and hopefully the next time there's a fundraiser, come turn up, come listen. It'll be a good event.
Yup.
What do we got next?
We got more local, in fact. Furthermore, to be clear, we have more local, more hardcore.
Let me be clear.
We're going to play some more tracks. We'll be back.
Soon.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I've been all around town, bass thudding, drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Don't be scared of us, can't be defined. Pounds never show up on CP time. I just wanna dance on CP time. How many of them did I leave behind? How many times did I make them know? Why they wanna disrupt, kill my flow? How many times did I switch time zone? But the LD will always be home. Cause I've been all around town, bass thudding, drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Oh, you scandalous, what did she find? Nothing but a text and a boy she mine. Blow it all up on CP time, cause you went out and like the way he described. How many times did it all occur? If you got a pick, then you better choose her. Passers by, wanna see the pot stirred, and the mood gets swung in reverse. Cause I've been all around town, bass thudding, drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings.
That was so fire.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome back.
You're listening to Lethal Refresh, and you just heard three more tracks.
Yup, yup. You heard Mood Swings by Little Sims. Before that, Frozen G by Blimp. And before that, Dissolve by Hillsborough. Shout out, Blimp. Little this is great. There's so many bands.
A lot of local bands.
A lot of local hardcore. A lot of great memories of me being injured in different pits. It's a beautiful thing. Like, for example, Chain Whip, I remember getting like elbowed in the stomach at Green Auto.
Yeah, they played, I think you were at a different Green Auto, sure, but Chain Whip also played Green Auto about, I think it was in December, actually. It's been 2 months now, but that
I
was
like
a
Chain
show.
Whip. Chain Whip is just, they're so fast, and like, I feel like I have always gravitated towards like, in hardcore and punk, like, I've always gravitated towards stuff that's just speedy over everything else.
They do feel like they have a bit more of a classical sound.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But personally, I was really, I hadn't listened to the Little Sims track until just now.
Flames.
And I am very excited to listen to this whole album because I have always been really impressed by, we were talking about like Lil Sims and her just like insane drive to just get stuff done and her work drive, and she's been putting out albums every 1 or 2 years since like 2019 now, 2016, and Drop 7 came out 3 days ago, which is the album that you just heard a track off.
Yeah, we were talking about how Little Sims, she's not exactly affiliated, like she's not a big label artist or anything, and she's talked before about how she has lots of fans and kind of global scale for her projects, but when it comes to
coordinating
to
stuff like
touring
that.
it she talks about kind of the contemporary problems of just, you know, it used to be that you would write an album so you could tour and then you would make money off the tour, but now it's, you know, you're lucky to break even on tour unless you're playing stadiums and stadiams and stadiums. Even then, like artists like Little Sims, who I would think to be like a very, very popular,
worthwhile and like probably able to play venues that big.
Yeah, like a global hit, but it's still an issue.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Now that you mention it, it does feel like tours that aren't, you know, artists that aren't opening festivals or doing stadium tours, a lot of those regional and world tours these days feel a lot more for the fans than for the kind of commercial component that they used to be able to pull.
Yeah, I feel like the other thing is there's sort of the question of what is the expectation for a touring band? Like, for example, I feel like the conception of North American bands when they tour is you do it in a van.
I mean, I bring socialism into everything, but the wealth gap is so massive right now, and it's only getting bigger. So the poor are only getting more poor, and the rich are only getting richer. So we're definitely seeing the ripples of that in the music industry, of like the divide.
Absolutely.
And there's really not a middle anymore. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Does the artists that can afford to do stadiums and make money and the ones that can't.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift and the Eras tour comes to mind. Like,
and the fans that died from that tour as well. Like, you see the repercussions of that wealth gap in the way the audience is treated by those artists as well, I think.
Completely.
Yeah, but I mean, there's that question of like, even for those bands that can't afford a bus and can't afford to bring production and a ton of merch along with them, if they are just doing it in a van, if the expectation is, oh, you know, you're roughing it and you're... You know, it's something that's hard and it's cramped conditions. Is that the expectation? Are we, as people who go to see music, are we expecting bands to just cram in and kind of suffer through the tour? And when a band says, no, we have these personnel that we're going to bring, and we're going to pay them this much, and we're going to pay for their hotel and for their food, and we're not just going to have people kind of starving on tour, there's sometimes a reaction to that where it's like, you don't need those things, you need to just suck it up and tour in a van. And it's there's a question of like, how much do touring bands deserve?
Didn't they mention that in, or I know Julian mentioned that, I wasn't sure if it was in an award speech, but talking about like, they're a really, really big band right now, and they were touring in a van and a Prius, I think.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I always hype up big touring bands in my mind, definitely different from local acts in terms of what I'm expecting, and the realities of how those kinds of shows happen is so interesting.
I feel like talking about the wealth gap affecting that, I feel like there's also somewhat of a genre gap in like which artists can play big venues like stadiums and break even and kind of get something from that experience instead of just getting through. Because like with Boy Genius, they have a huge following, they have like massive, as far as I know, they have like massive merch numbers. A lot of people have Boy Genius merch, and they're still roughing it to get through those stadium slots. And I think you can also just see the way that different genres are kind of, the way that I think kind of the wealth gap manifests in the way like pop and hip hop and classic rock especially will feel to a lot of people like it's that kind of music that's made for stadium crowds.
Yeah, and then anything else is just
trying to like make it by.
Amen.
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 We're going to get to some more tracks.
Amen break?
No amen break in the set. Unless you want to add some.
I'm turning to Christ. I'm leaving my girlfriend, joining the monastery.
All right, we're going to get to some more tracks and then we'll be back.
We should become that.
Thinking about MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
For the first time ever in the Lower Mainland, Carrie Newman's The Witness Blanket is being exhibited at the West Van Library. The Witness Blanket is a large-scale art piece consisting of artifacts from sites and survivors of Canadian residential schools. For a self-guided tour of Newman's work, visit during regular hours from January 26th until March 10th, 2024. The West Van Library is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sundays.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to Lethal Refresh. You just heard I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy and One More Night by White Poppy, Vancouver artist, I think. Canada artist. Pretty cool. I like the washed out tones.
I like both.
I have such a soft spot for Mannequin Pussy. I feel like they can do no wrong in my eyes. Is it out?
Four tracks are out of the new album.
Yes. Interesting. Yes. Curious. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we're going to end it just a little bit early today.
Yeah. Un petit peu.
Due to circumstances. But thank you to my team for coming to Studio A.
Thank you to my city.
Thank you to my city for closing every venue.
Shout out you in the nest. Yes, you right now walking around the market and hearing our voices. Hey. Shout out you listeners. Whether you're probably mostly listening against your will, but I hope you like it.
Yup.
Yup.
Well, with that, I think we will see you next week.
See you next week.
You always
The Association of Canadian Archivists student chapter at UBC is happy to announce their 15th annual student-led conference taking place on February 16th with the theme Archives and the Environment, Land, Colonialism, and the Climate Crisis. This virtual event will reflect and discuss the responsibility of the archivist in the time of climate crisis and how archival records play into reparative justice for colonial brutalities. This is free to attend for students, and registration can be found at www.acasymposium.arts.ubc.ca. No matter where you are on February 16th, virtually join this vital student-led conference happening from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. PST. MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s zam-rock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sled.